Wow, I came right in on time. Good morning.
What's going on?
But it's early. I'm just getting up for a couple of interviews and press for Single Ladies and Lisa Rae stuff.
Man, you know what? You always doing it. I got to tell you, you always doing it, girl.
You know what? And I have to agree with you. But it's so encouraging to really catch up to where you think you are and where you want to be and where you're trying to go.
Right.
You know, when those intertwine together, then you're really on a path, and I'm there. You know what I mean? I know I've done some things. I'm excited about the things I've done, but I'm more excited about the things that I'm getting ready to do.
Whoa, watch yourself. Sound like you're about to open up a tabernacle.
Hey, okay.
You know, okay, so you're single. How have you been dealing with that, man? I mean, some people, it's like this. When you're married, people say, all the married people, And then when the single people, hey, I mean, you know, where are you there? Are you happy being single?
No, I'm happy with me.
Okay.
I do know that it has to be easier to fight this thing called life with a life partner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I want to be in love. I mean, in love. I don't want him just to be in love with me, or it's some business arrangement, or because we're this and we're that, we can do this together. I want to be evenly yoked with someone. I want to be able to look at them and go, oh my God, I'm going to have to contain myself because it might go down right here.
You say right here.
You know, before my marriage was what it was, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And he and I knew what it was. Mm-hmm. But this time, you know, and I look back on it, I didn't choose my mates right, because if I did, I would still be with them.
Mm.
Now I'm letting God do that. So I'm moving in his time, with
right.
his pace, you know? So when it comes, I know it's going to be, I'm going to be ripe when it does come.
What do you think you went wrong with choosing? And this can help a lot of people. What do you think sometimes people go wrong in choosing the significant other?
You know what? That list, that list that we had, that tall, dark, and handsome, or tall, light, latte, whatever it is that you like in a man, and you write all these things down. Instead of writing all those things down, and that nothing's wrong with that.
Right.
Write down the things that you are.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what you're giving to him, and you know your talents and your attributes, too.
Right.
And the things that you want from him, you have to be able to give that. If you want a passionate man, you want a loving man, you want a generous man, you want a successful man, are you that? You have to ask yourself that.
So tell me about this. And I have folks on Facebook actually right now on Twitter sending some questions. And I have one from LaToya. She says, I guess it's a guy or something that went to jail.
Right. I need more than that.
She said, and you basically, y'all got back together. He was seeing someone else, and y'all got back together. Is that true?
No, I've never really had any jailbirds.
So okay.
You know, got a couple of friends, you know what I mean? Right. I sent, you know, some money to jails before, you know.
Lisa Rae, would you date a guy that's been, you know, that was once locked up, and now he's out?
Yeah, because, mm-hmm. you know, that can be a life lesson. That can be your turnaround. That's something that happened in your life that it made you go, okay, you know what? The way I've been doing it, I need to do it different.
Yeah.
So let me step up out of this and use this as a learning experience, a learning curve, and do it right. I mean, because it's all kinds of things that happen to you to put you on your knees, to get you at that place to say, oh, my God, how did I get here and how do I get out?
Right. We just got one from Rachel. What took so long for the show? I guess she said, what took so long for the show to come back?
You know, because schedule-wise, and then, you know, the creator of Single Ladies, which is Stacey A. Littlejohn, her and VH1 had some differences. And so when they split, it took a minute for them to rehire staff and writers showrunner. So, you know, there was such a demand for Single Ladies to come back till they couldn't deny it. So once we got everybody scheduled together and everybody signed on, bam.
Back. Yeah, you know what? That is true. Let me tell you what. I was talking to a friend of mine last week, Shantae. I put on blast. She says, I got to let you go. Single Ladies is on. Just like, I'm like, what?
You know what? It's not just women. It's men, too. I get so many men. And it's not just because we, you know, we sexy ladies. You know, it's not because of the eye candy. But the stories are good because everybody wants to be in love. They want to find their significant other. They want to know how, you know, situations pan out when you're trying to date. Because, you know, you guys ain't the only ones that just want to woom, woom, bam, bam, woom, bam. What is it? Boom, bam, thank,
thank
you, ma'am.
You, ma'am.
Boom, bam, thank you, ma'am. You
know right.
So, you know, it's fun, and we are entertainers. We play pretend.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing that in the great way that we do it. People come up to me and go, Keisha,
you know,
not calling.
Right.
Not Keisha. Yeah, they know I'm Lisa
Rae. Right.
You know what that means? That they're just that involved in our care.
That is.
And there's the foundation of the three ladies is that we're friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to agree all the time. And sometimes you have to tell your friend and show your friends how to respect you and how to treat you and how to be a friend to you.
Right.
So that's what I really love about it, you know. And then I can't deny all the sexiness that goes on. I got a big, dark hunk of chocolate I get to work with every week. So, you know, I can't really complain.
What? One last online question. They want to know, in regards to the show, she says, what went down between you and Stacey Dash?
Oh, my God. Tell her she is so late.
So late.
You know what? And I'm going to have to say that Stacey Dash and I are friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still friends. And when women are on the set at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning and you're filming 15 hours, you may have a disagreement. And you leave that right there. It's just that people like her want to keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
I just refuse to just, you know, kind of answer that.
Right. You refuse to keep. Right.
Stay tuned Monday night.
Right. There you go. Hey, Lisa Ray, keep doing it, man. I'm so glad to see you on TV. Dr. Love told me to tell you hello. Keep doing your thing.
That's my boy, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, girl.
Thank you.
One time.
All right.